Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. We're so happy you could tune in today. It's wonderful to get to spend time with all of you. We know that most of you don't get the chance to go to a monastery every day and talk with the monks, so this is a very special opportunity we have. Today, we're going to start learning a new sutta. Well, it's new to us. Of course, it's very old because it was preached by the Supreme Buddha over 2,500 years ago. It's called the Chullakamma Vibhanga Sutta, the shorter discourse on kamma or karma. I know that as kids, you're all very curious about how karma works. This is a great sutta to learn so we can understand why we see so many differences between people in the world. I'll give you a hint. It's because of karma. It's also useful to us so we know how we can experience the best things that we see in this life in our future lives. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me, say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life for rebirth in heaven and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Dear children, in this world there are fortunate beings and misfortunate beings. There is considerable inequality among the human beings in this world. What do you think, children? People are divided as fortunate and unfortunate, or superior and inferior, on the basis of this inequality. Human beings are seen to be short-lived and long-lived. Now, among human beings, you can see, some are long-lived, some are short-lived. Sickly and healthy, some fall sick very fast. From day one they are born, they have diseases. They are suffering from various diseases. Some are healthy. There are people who have never taken medicine for a long time. Some are ugly and some are beautiful. Some are uninfluential and some are influential. There are poor people and wealthy people. Low-born and high-born. Stupid and wise. Ordinary people unaware of the fact that the fortunate and misfortune of human beings depends on their own karma. So when people don't believe that the reason for this variation, this inequality, is because of what? Karma. So children, we have to learn about karma. At home, try to learn about karma, write about karma, study about karma, do assignments on karma, because we are depending on karma. Karma decides our happiness. Karma decides our suffering, our sadness. So people tend to believe that it happens according to the will or decision of a god or an external force. So some people, without believing in karma, they think that we are suffering because of an external person or because of a god. So that we should overcome. So it was the Supreme Buddha, children, who revealed 2600 years ago that one's own karma is responsible for one's fortune and misfortune. If Buddha did not realize that, people will be always making offerings to trees, making offerings to planets, lighting lamps to planet to overcome suffering in life. So rather than offering lights, rather than offering, making offerings to planet, we should, if we can control our body, speech and mind without spending a single cent, if we can protect the five precepts, if we can think wisely, if we can act wisely, if we can follow the Noble Eightfold Path, this karma will be totally abandoned. So, dear children, a young man called Subha asked the Blessed One why human beings are seen to be short-lived and long-lived, sickly and healthy, young and beautiful, uninfluential and influential, poor and wealthy, low-born and high-born, stupid and wise. The Blessed One explained very clearly how karma accounts for this inequality. Because people in the past, they were wise. When they saw a variation among human beings, among the beings, among human beings, among animals, they wanted to find out the reason for it. So this person, Subha, he was interested to know the meaning and he went to the Buddha. Then the Buddha explained in this way, children. Here, student, Now, this Subha is a young person. He a student, the Buddha says, some man or woman kills living beings and is murderous, bloody-handed, merciless to living beings. He or she is engaged in destructing living beings. As a result of their karma, killing living beings, he takes rebirth in a lower world like hell after death. Now see what happens when you kill living beings. Remember, even when you kill a mosquito, even when you kill an ant, that action leads to hell. If he does not reappear in a lower destination like hell after death, and he comes back to human world, imagine if you come back to this human world, then wherever he is reborn, he is short-lived. Children, we have a lot of ideas, hopes, aims in life. If we die before fulfilling those hopes, if we have to die, if we suffer for many years, many months on a sick bed, and finally if we die after suffering for a long time, how would we feel, children? Can we bear that pain? It's difficult. Then Buddha explains, here student, someone or woman abandoning the killing living beings, abstain from killing living beings, he is compassionate to all living beings. As a result of this good conduct and good karma, he takes rebirth in a happy destination. Now children, we are in a happy destination. We are in a happy world. Human world is a mixture of happiness and sadness. But when we compare the human world to animal world, human world is better than an animal world. So remember, we were born among humans as a result of abstaining from killing living beings, as a result of doing wholesome deeds. If we forget that, we will perform unwholesome deeds and neglect doing wholesome deeds and will decline from this human world. Then, but if does not reappear in a happy destination after death, if he comes back to the human state instead, then wherever he is reborn, he is long-lived. Even if a person is not born in a divine world, by abstaining from killing living beings, yet if he comes to this human world, he will have long lifespan. So, you all have various desires in your life, in your mind, to visit countries, to buy toys, to raise. Then you have various hopes in your life, desires. In the meantime, have a beautiful and a wonderful hope to accumulate a good karma. Have a strong determination not to accumulate bad karma. Have a strong desire to have long lifespan. Because once there was two monks. One monk was a senior and the other monk was junior. So then this senior monk had the ability to see the lifespan of the junior monk. The senior monk was able to read the junior monk's mind. Then the senior monk saw that this junior monk is going to die soon. And then the senior monk said to the junior monk to go and visit the parents and come. Advise the parents, help the parents with the Buddha's teachings, from the Buddha's teachings and come back. Then this monk went to see his parents and he came back to the monastery. Then when the senior monk saw this junior monk, the senior monk saw that the junior monk has increased the lifespan. Then he was wondering, what has happened? Then he has found out that the junior monk, when he was on his way to his parents' house, he has seen a hole in the road. In that hole, there were some insects, some ants, struggling to come out from that hole. That hole was filled with water. So what happened? The ants were struggling, swimming in that small hole and struggling, being unable to breathe. Then this monk has taken these ants out one by one and led them to walk freely from that hole. He rescued them from water. Even though it was a small hole for the ants, it was like a huge flood for them. Then that karma, by giving life to these ants, he gave life to ants and he got long lifespan, children. He lived long. So, even as a monk, just
On the day wearing robes, not all the monks will purify the mind. Even a monk needs some time. He has to meditate for some time. He has to be mindful for some time. He has to do duties. He has to perform duties. And then only after some time, he will attain Nibbana. Or else he will become a stream entrant. Like Venerable Ananda attained the Mahaparinibbana, the last stage of the enlightenment, the last stage of the last achievement, the final achievement as a monk, as a disciple of a Buddha. That achievement, the Nibbana, was achieved after the Buddha's passing away. So it took more than 25 years for Venerable Ananda to achieve the Nibbana. So people like us, we need more merits. We are less capable than those great arhants lived in the past. So we need long lifespan to practice this Dhamma. So having long lifespan is a blessing for our life. So today, children, from today onwards, have a strong determination not to kill living beings and to give life to others. So we bless you today from this wonderful sutta. May you have the opportunity. Learn this sutta. Name of this sutta is Chula Kamma Vibhanga Sutta. Chula Kamma Vibhanga Sutta from Majjhima Nikaya. So read this sutta at home. So may you have the opportunity to abstain from killing living beings and live a peaceful life and be born in a happy destination and enjoy long life and practice this Dhamma and realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.
Hetavattu. Stories of Ghosts.
Number 32. The Deer Hunter. You are young and surrounded by male and female deities. You look very happy with all the pleasures that you have. But in the daytime, you experience very painful feelings. What did you do in your previous life? I was a cruel deer hunter living in the city of Rajagaha. I was always looking for something to kill. I did not have any pity on innocent beings. I had a friend who was very compassionate, a disciple of the Supreme Buddha. He always said, "Do not do evil deeds, my friend. Do not be reborn in a bad world. If you wish to go to a happy world after death, then stop killing living beings." I did not listen to his advice because I took pleasure in killing and was very foolish. My friend again advised me, saying, "If you must kill in the daytime, then please at least stop killing at night." So I killed living beings in the daytime and stopped at night. That is why I enjoy heavenly pleasures at night, but in the day, dogs come and tear off my flesh. Even though I only restrain from killing at night, I still gained good results from it. Now I imagine the disciples of the Supreme Buddha who practice the Dhamma diligently throughout their lives and surely will attain the supreme bliss of Nibbana.
You can listen to more of these stories of ghosts online. Just go to serenecolombo.org/radio and click on show notes. There will be a link that you can follow to listen to more recordings and even find out how you can get your own copy of the book, Petavattu, Stories of Ghosts. Paritta chanting. Kanda Paritta. Loving kindness towards the royal tribes of snakes. Now we're going to chant the verses from the Kanda Paritta. This sutta tells the story of a monk who passed away after he was bitten by a snake. When the monks explained this to the Supreme Buddha, he told them that the monk had not been practicing metta towards the four royal tribes of snakes. Then the Supreme Buddha taught those monks these verses so they would have an idea how to do that practice so they could be protected as well. This is a good set of verses for you to chant every day if you can. Especially since today we learned about the danger of killing. If you see a dangerous animal or insect, this is a good chant to remember. Normally, when we see a snake or a spider, we get scared. But we need to make it a habit instead to think thoughts of loving kindness towards this animal, especially so we don't have the urge to kill them. So now when you see an animal like this, you can chant this paritta. Now we'll recite in Pali and English, along with the kids from the Australia Dhamma School. Turn to page 29 in your chanting book.
May I have metta to all protection. Depart from me, all you beings. I worship the Blessed One and the Seven Supreme Buddhas. Etena Satchena Suvatti Hotu. By this truth, may there be well-being.
I'm so happy we were able to spend time together today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. So, today, we learned about the dangers of killing, didn't we? So, even if we can remember times in this life that we've killed living beings, like small insects or things, we know that now we have the rest of our lives to create a different kind of karma. The karma of not killing. And this is very powerful. And so for the rest of our lives, we have the chance to collect this very powerful karma. So, today, we've done many wholesome actions by body, speech, and mind. We've gone for refuge to the Triple Gem. You've undertaken again the five precepts, which includes not killing. We've recited a paritta. We've listened to a sermon. And we've listened to a story from the Petavattu. Now let's share merits. May all of our teachers, our parents, our relatives, our friends rejoice in this merit. May they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.